Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We do hope you had a peaceful and happy Thanksgiving. We're glad you're with us today because here at Science Friday, you know, the day after Thanksgiving is our own kind of holiday tradition. Highlights from the Ig Nobel Awards ceremony. The awards are handed out each year by the editors of the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, for work in science that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. It's stuff that might make you say, I wonder, especially late at night after a few fine beverages. This year's celebration is the 29th First Annual Awards. This year's ceremonies featured a mini opera about habits, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and prizes handed out by genuine regular Nobel laureates. Just to explain a few things, there are a few traditions at the ceremonies, like the welcome, welcome, and goodbye, goodbye speeches. There's an official who will sound an alarm if things threaten to, how shall I say, get too raunchy. And then there's Miss Sweetie Pooh, a little girl who starts to whine whenever the speakers go on too long. Sometimes the speakers try to bribe her, but she always wins in the end. The theme for this year was habits. You'll hear the audience cheer whenever that word is mentioned. So here's our post-Thanksgiving habit. See what I did there? As we take you back to earlier this year at Harvard Sanders Theater, where the dignitaries and ignitaries are taking the stage.
T-minus 5.
4.
3. 2.
Oh, wait. We almost forgot.
Welcome to the 29th
First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony.
Five, four, three, two, one, go!
Ladies, gentlemen, and creatures of habit, welcome to the 29th First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony. And now, Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional and habitual Ig Nobel welcome, welcome speech.
Welcome. Welcome.
And now, please welcome our most special guests, the new Ig Nobel Prize winners. This year's winners represent four continents, and here they come. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, pseudo-quasi-intellectuals, very stable geniuses, and the rest of you, may I introduce our Master of Ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, Chief Airhead Mark Abrams.
We're gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Every winner has done something that first makes people laugh, then think. The Ig Nobel Prize ceremonies produced by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, and proudly co-sponsored by the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students and the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association. The editors of The Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's ceremony. That theme is habits. Tonight, 10 prizes will be given. The achievements speak for themselves, all too eloquently. The prizes will be physically presented to the winners by Nobel laureates. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Nobel laureates. A 1993 Nobel laureate in physiology or medicine, Rich Roberts. a 2007 Nobel laureate in economics, Eric Maskin. A 1990 Nobel laureate in physics, Jerome Friedman. As usual, for the 29th straight year, was prevented from joining us. He appears now via the magic of video.
A running joke for years has been a video sent in by Nobel physicist Jerome Friedman, in which he says he can't attend the ceremony, but hopes the audience is enjoying the occasion as much as he is. Well, this year, Dr. Friedman broke tradition and actually attended, along with Nobelist Eric Maskin and Rich Roberts.
Thank you, Professor Friedman.
You can't keep me away any longer.
But it's Jerome Friedman.
But I'm sorry to tell you, in the video there, it's an imposter. Does he really look like me?
Okay, if you want to pull that game, I'd like to see some identification, please, sir.
It served the purpose.
Okay. He may be the only human being you will ever see who spent 29 years setting up a joke. In public events, it's now a habit to have a keynote speech. There's no avoiding it. Here it is.
Oh, after you.
No, you first, please.
The theme of this year's Ig Nobel Prize is habits.
Now, let's not be overly polite about it. Some people have the habit of not paying attention when other people are talking.
You see, some people have the habit of not paying attention when someone else is talking. That's a bad habit.
Yes, that is a bad habit. And some people have the habit of not really saying anything when they're giving a speech.
And when some people give a speech, they don't actually say much. That, too, is a bad habit.
Bad.
Bad. Bad. Bad. So I'd like to wrap up this keynote speech.
Good.
By reminding you of something said here on this stage, many years ago, by an Ig Nobel Prize winner, all the way from Japan, Dr. Nakamatsu.
Well, go ahead, say
it. Oh, I'll just go ahead and say it. Dr. Nakamatsu said, life should be long, speeches should be short.
Let's get out of here.
Please, yeah, please.
Thank you.
And now, you can get set for something special. The 24/7 lectures. We've invited several of the world's top thinkers to tell us very briefly what they're thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain her or his topic twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. And then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by a scientist who won the 1993 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, Rich Roberts. His topic, serendipity. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Serendipity is exemplified when your clever experiment fails because nature is trying to tell you something important and it leads to a Nobel Prize-winning discovery. It's also exemplified when you're booked on a plane flying from Boston to Los Angeles on September 11th and the meeting you're attending is moved one day earlier, and at the last minute, you have to fly on September 10th instead. This happened to me in 2001. That's it.
Well, I don't know what to say after that. Well, yes, I do. Now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Serendipity means good luck has struck again.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by the president of the B.F. Skinner Foundation, Julie Skinner Vargas. Her topic, habit. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
A habit is an operant under discriminative control of SDs correlated with facilitating postcedents, which are delivered when emitted in their presence.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
A habit is acting as usual again.
The awards are presented by the editors of the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with more from Sanders Theater in just a moment. Stay with us.
There are 4 questions Jews ask to mark Passover every year. This Passover is leading many of us to ask more questions, once tied to our identity as Jewish Americans. I'm Matt Katz, and on the next Notes from America, we'll talk about hard conversations happening in Jewish communities right now, how we can heal our divisions, and why this Passover feels different. Available wherever you get podcasts.
This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow, and if you're just joining us, we're playing highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Awards ceremony. Research that first makes you laugh, then makes you think. It was recorded in September of this year at Harvard Sanders Theater. Here's Ig Nobel Master of Ceremonies, Mark Abrams.
Some of our Ig Nobel Prize winners from previous years like to come back to our stage to take a bow and to help honor the new Ig Nobel Prize winners. We have several with us this year. Please welcome them. The 2015 Ig Nobel Physics Prize was awarded to Patricia Yang, David Hu, Jonathan Pham, and Jerome Chu for testing the biological principle that nearly all mammals empty their bladders in about 21 seconds, plus or minus 13 seconds. Please welcome David Hu and Patricia Yang. The 2009 Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize was awarded to Javier Morales Castillo, Miguel Apatica, and Victor Castaño of Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México for creating diamonds from liquid, specifically from tequila. Please welcome Javier Morales Castillo. The 2008 Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize was awarded to 2 teams of scientists, one of whom discovered that Coca-Cola is an effective spermicide, and the other team discovered that it's not. Please welcome Dr. Deborah Anderson. And the 2012 Ig Nobel Acoustics Prize was awarded to Kazutaka Kurihara and Koji Tsukada of Japan for creating the Speech Jammer. Speech Jammer is a machine that disrupts a person's speech by making them hear their own spoken words at a very slight delay. Please welcome Kazutaka Kurihara and Koji Tsukada. Now, let's get it over with, ladies and gentlemen, the awarding of the 2019 Ig Nobel Prizes. We're giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from many nations. They've truly earned their prizes. Karen, tell them what they've won.
this year's winners will each receive an Ig Nobel Prize.
You don't say.
That's not all.
Oh, what?
They also get a piece of paper. It says they've won an Ig Nobel Prize. This piece of paper, it's signed by several Nobel laureates.
Ah, okay. Do they get any money?
$10 trillion.
$10 trillion?
$10 trillion!
$10 trillion American dollars?
Zimbabwean dollars. A Zimbabwean $10 trillion bill.
Well, what else do they get?
They get a handshake from a Nobel laureate.
What else?
Nothing.
How nice. Thank you, Karen. This year's prize is a cup full of habits. It's a coffee cup with a wad of chewed gum, a cigarette butt, a mobile phone, and evidence of several other habits. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ig Nobel Prize. The Medicine Prize. The winner is from Italy and the Netherlands. The prize goes to Silvano Gallus for collecting evidence that pizza might protect against illness and death if the pizza is made and eaten in Italy. Please welcome Silvano Gallus.
What did we find in our research? We found that analyzing data from a combination of large Italian epidemiological studies, we found that people who regularly consumed pizza had a decreased risk of digestive tract cancer and acute myocardial infarction. Our interpretation is that in Italy, pizza may represent a general indicator, a marker of the Italian diet that, as other Mediterranean diets, has been shown to have major health benefits. In conclusion, we recommend eating Italian pizza, but it should be Italian, and therefore, but please hold the pepperoni for health reasons and also pineapple as a matter of taste.
Collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there. The Medical Education Prize. The winners are from the USA. The prize goes to Karen Pryor and Teresa McKeon for using a simple animal training technique called clicker training to train surgeons to perform orthopedic surgery. Please welcome Karen Pryor and Teresa McKeon.
Well, Karen and I would like to thank everybody at Ig Nobel for this honor, but we'd also like to thank the people who worked on the research and really put to the test a teaching methodology that highlights and builds on success and focuses on positive and timely reinforcement. And with so much of our world focused on that which is not successful, it may be worth having a way to focus on things that are successful. Thank you very much.
The Economics Prize. The winners are from Turkey, the Netherlands, and Germany. The prize goes to Habib Gerek, Timothy Voss, and Andreas Voss for testing which country's paper money is best at transmitting dangerous bacteria. Please welcome Andreas Voss and Timothy Voss, who are father and son.
When staying in a foreign country, had you ever had the feeling that the money that normally flows through your hands gets sticky on your fingers and is kind of dirty. The question is it contaminated with anything that poses a health risk? So we have a look into that, and the fact is that banknotes that will feel sticky or dirty do not have to be contaminated. Actually, the Romanian lei and the dollar were one of the worst things there is. So we have a proposition for you to get risk of the health risk in your wallet. We please ask you to take your crispy dollar notes, fold them into an airplane, and throw them our way during the next period. For all others, we just accept, wash your hands even when you have contact with gel.
Please stop!
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you get a little alcohol for your hands.
Please be very sure to collect your $10 trillion bill. The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by a professor of cognitive science at Hampshire College, Joanna Morris. Her topic, Theory of Mind. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Theory of mind is the ability to impute mental states, beliefs, intentions, desires, emotions to oneself and to others, and to understand that others have beliefs, desires, and intentions that are different from one's own. Theory of mind is properly viewed as a theory because mental states are not directly observable. Each human can only intuit the existence of his or her own mind through introspection, and no one has direct access to the mind of another. The presumption that others have a mind enables one to understand that mental states, you know, go well.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Surprise! Other people are just like you.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by an economist who won the 2007 Nobel Prize in Economics, Eric Maskin. His topic, voting. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
In most American elections, each citizen votes for one candidate and the one with the most votes wins. This is a flawed system. It led to Donald Trump. Trump won Republican primaries by less than a majority because the anti-Trump vote was split over 15 other candidates. A better system lets voters rank candidates. If no one gets a majority of first-place votes, the least favorite is dropped, second-ranked choices move into first place, and the process continues until there is a majority.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Let a majority choose who's in authority.
The Biology Prize. The winners are from Singapore, China, Australia, Poland, the USA, and Bulgaria. The prize goes to Lingjun Kong, Herbert Krepaz, Agnieszka Goreka, Alexandra Urbanek, Rainer Dumke and Thomas Paterek for discovering that dead magnetized cockroaches behave differently than living magnetized cockroaches. Please welcome Thomas Paterek, Herbert Krepaz, and Rainer Dumke.
Thank you very much. First of all, many thanks to the organizers for this wonderful ceremony and for awarding us. Indeed, one of our findings is that dead magnetized cockroaches, that dead cockroaches stay magnetized longer than alive cockroaches. We have a video that overdramatizes this a bit. Dear Bob, please play. And to add the drama, I'll be reading. Safety first. Now, this is a fridge. This is a dead cockroach. Click. This is a live cockroach. No click. Consistently. Thank you very much.
We can collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there. The Anatomy Prize. The winners are from France. The prize goes to Roger Miusset and Bouros Ben-Goufida for measuring scrotal temperature asymmetry in naked and clothed postmen in France. The winners were not able to travel to the ceremony tonight. Here, though, to give a short tribute to the winners is a postman from the United States Postal Service. Please welcome Eric Eimold.
I guess you're wondering about my package. We postmen take good care of every package. On behalf of my fellow American postmen, I say thank you to the two scientists in France. They care about packages just as much as we do. This scientific research is very exciting. We knew that French postmen are cool. Now we know exactly how cool they are. We American postmen, we send our warmest regards to the two French scientists and especially to all the French postmen, our brothers in good standing.
Now, we have a demonstration. The not safe for work indicator has called off the demonstration. We have a special treat, a really quick lecture by Karen Pryor. Karen Pryor is one of the founders of Clicker Training. And there may be some people who are not familiar with Clicker Training. Karen Pryor will tell us ever so briefly about Clicker Training. Here's Karen Pryor.
Oh, goody. This device may not all have one in your pocket, but you will someday. It's a clear, sharp sound. And what it tells you when someone has made a move that you like and you click during the move, you have learned that they did exactly the right thing, and they have learned that, and they feel successful. And you're right, they are successful. It adds up quickly to a clear form of communication between different people, all positive information. And what we communicate this way will be true, will work for you, and furthermore, it works for all animals down to guppies. That's it.
One tradition at the IGS involves sessions of audience paper airplane throwing. The origami planes soar from the balconies until the stage is littered with them. Roy Glauber, a theoretical physicist, was a beloved Ig Nobel participant and for over 20 years held the title of Keeper of the Broom, leading the efforts to clear away the discarded airplanes, even before he won his own real Nobel Prize. Dr. Glauber passed away last year, so this year's ceremony featured a tribute to Roy Glauber, along with a ceremonial passing of the broom to a new keeper. Our condolences to Dr. Glauber's friends and family. We'll be back with more Ig Nobel silliness after this. This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. And we now return you to Harvard Sanders Theater for more highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Award ceremony. Here's a taste of this year's Ig Nobel mini opera, Creatures of Habit.
Bad, 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 bad habits, habits.
Are from the UK, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, and the USA. The prize goes to Gada A. Bin Saif, Alexandru Papayou, Liliana Benari, Francis McGlone, Sean Quatra, Yonghwak Chan, and Gil Yosipovich for trying to measure the pleasurability of scratching an itch. The winners could not travel to the ceremony, so instead they sent this video acceptance speech.
It's Francis McGlone here from the United Kingdom. I'm awfully sorry, Mark, that I'm not able to join you at your amazing ceremony, for all of us are so grateful for winning your amazing Ig Nobel Prize. You can work out for yourself where on this particular effigy on the side of my shoulder you would like to scratch, and then send me an email. Anyway, have a great day, everybody, and thanks again very much for this honour. And on behalf of all of my co-authors, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. McGlone. The Engineering Prize. The winner is from Iran. The prize goes to Iman Farabakhsh for inventing a diaper-changing machine for use on human infants. Yeah. The winner could not travel to the ceremony. He planned to send us a video acceptance speech. That video has not yet arrived. The Psychology Prize. The winner is from Germany. The prize goes to Fritz Strack for discovering that holding a pen in one's mouth makes one smile, which makes one happier, and for then discovering that it does not. Please welcome Fritz Strack.
The replication ballot, not an opera, just the ballot. A study once found that a pencil is a valuable research utensil. The procedure was used to make people amused and to show that a smile is extensile. Years after this shocking result, no reason was left to exult. Trying to replicate, some failed to get it straight. But after some serious thinking, the literature gave an inkling. A chem caused a shem, producing much spam, and the proof was pretty convincing. Coda, if this story has a moral, it is to end a useless quarrel. To claim a finding is not real has a lot of sex appeal. But rather than insinuate, return to science and debate. Thank you.
Don't forget to collect your $10 trillion bill. The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by a graduate student at Harvard's Center for the Fundamental Laws of Nature, Carrie Cesarotti. Her topic, LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
The LHC is a 27-kilometer ring that pumps protons with energy as they cycle around. Any driver knows that fast objects don't make sharp turns, and the large radius is needed to keep the protons on track. When the protons finally collide, we can probe their particle substructure to a billionth of a meter, and their energy is converted into sprays of new, heavy, or exotic particles too unstable for our world.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Measure small by building big. Size matters.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Associate Dean of the Harvard College Curriculum and a lecturer on computer science, Rebecca Nesson. Her topic, mathematical truth. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Gödel proved that no consistent formal system that's expressive enough for arithmetic could derive all mathematical truths. In his system, each proposition encodes both an arithmetical and a logical claim. His proposition P is an arithmetical proposition, which encodes also the logical claim that it's not provable. If P is provable, then it's false, but also true.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
We can know truths that we can't prove.
The Chemistry Prize. The winners are from Japan. The prize goes to Shigeru Watanabe, Mineku Onishi, Kaori Imai, Aiji Kawano, and Seiji Igarashi for estimating the total saliva volume produced per day by a typical 5-year-old child. Please welcome Shigeru Watanabe and his adult sons, who were some of the research subjects 35 years ago.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you so much for this honorable award. We found out an important fact that the total saliva volume per day in 5-year-old children to be 500 milliliters. How How do we measure survival? Do you want to know? Yeah? Okay. I'll show you here. This is balance. And I measured food weight and cup. They are my sons. Who are my subject for 35 years ago from Japan. Are you ready? Okay, eat. Chewing, 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 and spit out. I made that again. Oh.
You can collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there. The Physics Prize. The winners are from the USA, Taiwan, Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, and the UK. The prize goes to Patricia Yang, Alexander Lee, Miles Chan, Alin Martin, Ashley Edwards, Scott Carver, and David Hu for studying how and why wombats make cube-shaped poo. Please note, this is the second Ig Nobel Prize that was awarded to Patricia Yang and David Hu. In the year 2015, they and some other colleagues were awarded the Ig Nobel Physics Prize for testing the biological principle that nearly all mammals empty their bladders in about 21 seconds, plus or minus 13 seconds. Today, please welcome Patricia Yang, David Hu, Alexander Lee, Scott Carver, and Ashley Edwards.
Thank you. Wombats are solitary herbivorous marsupials. They produce cube-shaped scats, which they place on a rock, a log, or a stump to communicate with one another. See, the cubing prevents them from rolling away. So we asked, how do they produce cubed poo in a soft intestine?
A wombat's feces is only two-thirds as wet as your own feces. When feces dry, it contracts and forms cracks. The formation of cubes is similar to the cooling of lava into hexagons like those found in Giant Causeway, Ireland.
The process is assisted by the muscles that move food among the lower intestine. These muscles vary in thickness as much as three times that shape the corners of cubes. Wombats are scientific proof that you can squeeze a square peg into a round hole. We want to study more feces in the future, such as moths that generate bond-shaped feces, bears that generate big cylindrical feces, deer that generate pellet-shaped feces, cows that generate cow pie, fish that generate poop sand, and bats that generate fecal cream.
Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, on behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students and the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, and especially from all of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize this year, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you.
That about wraps it up for us. Thanks to Mark Abrams and everyone at the Annals of Improbable Research, and to audio engineers Miles Smith and Frank Cunningham for their help in recording the ceremonies. Thanks also to Kevin Wolf, Lisa Goslin, and Rich Kim for their technical assistance. And if you missed any part of this program or you would like to hear it again, subscribe to our podcasts, audio and video, or point your tablet or smartphone to our website at sciencefriday.com. And if you like us, then like us on Facebook and continue a week-long discussion on Twitter at SciFry. And if you'd like to write us, please, please send your letters to Science Friday, 19 West 44th Street, room 412, New York, New York, 10036. And you can always email us. The address is scifry@sciencefriday.com. In New York, I'm Ira Flatow. Happy holidays.